Coach, we're here at the Combine. How invaluable is this to you in kind of your evaluation process in assessing who can play like a Brown and be a member of the Browns?
It is. It's a big deal, and it's a lot packed into one week that just flies by. But it just gives us access. You watch a player on tape, you get a feel for him, and then this really helps you, you know, tie it all together. We don't get a lot of time with each individual player. That's why it's so important that we're very organized going into it. You'd be surprised how much you can find out in a short period of time. And to me, that's the biggest reason why we're here as coaches. Everything else is videotaped. We get a chance to kind of pour back through it. But just the one-on-one interaction with the player for us is very, very crucial.
What's your favorite question to ask in these interviews?
Oh, I have a bunch of them. I have a bunch. I've heard some crazy ones over the years too, but for the most part, these guys are very, you know, for lack of a better phrase, coached up. You can tell some of them are pretty polished at it and have been practicing it for a while. So you gotta dig pretty deep to get some info.
So you go through that, you got to get a feel for the person, and then you go watch them. How important to you is, for example, the 40-yard dash? Because that's what you hear about the combine. What did this guy run? How important is that to you as a coach?
I mean, it's important. I mean, this is a size and speed league. It truly is, and you don't want to build your team on exceptions. You still want to have an open mind. You know, the Jim Leonards of the world, you know, those, you know, Kelly Gregg was a guy that I had in Baltimore, a guy that won't pass the eyeball test. You can have a handful of those guys on your team, but you don't want to build a team around it. So the videotape for us is how they play football is truly the most important thing. But they have to meet, you know, minimum NFL standards, and that's important that they you know, that they demonstrate here that they can, under a pressure situation, that they can perform well.
Was there anything that you saw, for example, from Joel Bitonio or in an interview, Chris Kirksey, Pierre Desir, that kind of helped you be comfortable that, hey, these guys are play like a Brown guys from the combine last year?
Well, I think those three guys, and I didn't get a chance to sit down with all of them, but just the notes that we got back is that all three of them love football and were very, very mature. Took it very seriously, was very, very passionate about it, and it certainly showed when we brought him on board.
So obviously all the noise on the outside, you talked about it while here at the Combine, that it's unusual to have the way that you and Ray were kind of put together. So there are going to be growing pains in your one. What did you really learn from that first year that you guys were able to discuss maybe down in Florida to really kind of get on the same page and move forward in year two?
Well, I think you hit the phrase already as being on the same page. And I think it's tough in year one because there's so many things, just the to-do list is never ending, and the key thing that we came out of it was we need to communicate better. That there are some things that you know, especially during the season, when game weeks are a blur, that you still have to be able to stop and take the time and communicate and be on the same page. But I'm thrilled after my first year. I learned so much. I look back a year from now, and I think we all have a much better sense of each other, and we all know, you know, just have much better feel of how to work together. And like I said yesterday, I mean, it's we are full speed ahead and feel much better internally than the perception is on the outside.
You talked about communication. What was something that you thought you guys did really well in your first year together?
I thought Ray and I got a really good understanding of the type of player that we're looking for. The whole play like a Brown concept. That's something that he believed in long before I came to Cleveland. So we were very much in lockstep on that. So the mentality of the guy, you know, the drafting of a Bitonio and a Kirksey, those guys are perfect examples. And that's where I thought we hit a home run with Dansby and with Whitner and with Hawk is bringing in guys that were going to forward the message of the coaches and not only be Browns on the field, but off the field, and hold their teammates accountable, and just it's hard to put a price tag on that leadership, and I think that's where Ray and I both were very much on the same page, and went out and executed that play.
This team gets to the playoffs, which I know you want for 2015. What do you think has to happen, whether it be in terms of talent acquisition, play, et cetera? What are the keys that you see as kind of being able to make that leap in 2015?
Well, it'll start on defense, that we can get the front shored up and get the questions answered with the run game, and I feel we'll be in a real good place there, because I think if we're playing to the level that we showed flashes of last year, that we'll be in every game.
Sure.
And there will be we can build a dominant defense very quickly. That's one thing that I know Jim O'Neill and the staff, they've really hit the ground running with this offseason, going back through last year's tape, and they're light years ahead now of where they were a year ago. And then offensively, that we're going to build it around the offensive line. We feel we're going to have one of the best lines in football. We got to get the quarterback question answered, and then get some playmakers on the field and find ways to get them the ball.